Hello, how's about a nice cross-continental four-way interview? Not bad. Jonas Brothers, welcome.
Hello.
Now, are
happy
you
to be talking to you?
Happy to be here. Are you boys like physically in the same space, or are we really like going technology 2019 on this one, Kevin?
Well, me and Kevin are actually sitting right next to each other, but Nick is actually in the same city. I think he's at home, or
I'm going to the studio to finish up one of our songs.
Yeah, he's working hard.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's working hard while you guys are just chilling at home.
Yeah, our vocal sounded so perfect. We didn't need to redo them.
So, Nick, tell me about how this works. I mean, obviously, you've been working together for so long. When it comes to actually getting the music down, recording, getting the album finished, what is the divvying up of roles? Who does what? How do you sort it out?
You know, it's been interesting to kind of navigate that, kind of threw caution to the wind, and luckily we had some great collaborators, a bunch of people that really helped us kind of in the creative process, refining our chemistry and also having patience while we figured it out. And, you know, just this reaction to Sucker so far, the video and the song has blown us away.
Kevin, how different was it for you going, because you've had time to really spend time with your family and you've got kids, which is so fantastic. Was it a weird kind of transition to get back in there and do something so different?
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed being a dad at home with my kids and, you know, living that life for a little bit, because we were running for so long, you know, so hard for so long. And, you know, I definitely took advantage of it. But, you know, for sure, I missed it as well. You know, it's one of those things where I wanted to be doing this again and hoped and dreamed of a day that would happen. And truly never thought it would. Of course, making new music has been incredible.
As a dad to girls, what are some things that you want your kids to know and embody as they kind of grow up and face the big bad world?
Oh, you know, just be your own person, be strong, be have your own opinions, live your best life, and, you know, just spread love, honestly. You know, everybody, there's no reason for all this negativity in the world, and I think that goes a long way with what even we're trying to do as a band right now, which is just try to, you know, bottle happiness in a sense.
I love that.
And I want them to live in a world where they are free to be themselves, but at the same time they can just enjoy life.
Now let's talk about this documentary. We know what is happening. We don't know much else. How far in are we? When did you decide to do it? What's it going to be called? Can I have some details?
We haven't picked the title yet. You know, we're trying to make it the best it can be, because there's a lot to cover, you know.
Totally.
Between our childhood, our career, I mean, some like 360 hours or something of archive footage as well.
Whoa.
Which is crazy. You know, I think it'll make you want to call your family and just check in on them.
That's nice. What parts of your life are just for you guys? Because I know you would have to have certain areas where you go, yep, this stuff we're happy for the world to see, but this is just for me, or this is just for us. What are those things?
You know, there are those things that you still keep precious to you and you try to keep away from the public. But at the same time, with this documentary especially, we want the world to kind of see who we are and what our lives are like, even behind the scenes, and bring you into our world of what our lives are like now, even with our families, extended families, and what that looks like.
Get your butts to Australia ASAP, all right?
Yeah, for sure.
We want to.
Okay, I heard it. Definitely a for sure, and I want to, so I'm going to hold you to it, boys. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, right,
thank you.